This is Retire South Shore Radio, a weekly program designed to educate you on all your retirement options and introduce you to Mark Rolette, founder of South Shore Retirement Services. For the latest on free seminars, to obtain a report, or to set up a consultation, please visit RetireSouthShore.com. Retirement services and real-world retirement solutions. Looking at the whole picture to design a complete strategy, including retirement planning, Medicare decisions, and legal documents. Now, here's Mark Rolette and your host, Jordan Rich.
Greetings and welcome to another edition of Retire South Shore Radio. This is Jordan along with Mark Rolette, the founder and president of South Shore Retirement Services, located in Hingham, Massachusetts, offering real-world retirement solutions. And more people are talking about the wonderful experience they have with Mark. You've heard from several of them here on the air, and you'll hear from more in the future. First of all, welcome to you. I know working on this very special day must be a real chore for you.
Good morning. How are you?
Let me just let the world know it's Mark's birthday. And it's also your daughter's birthday, your middle daughter.
Yeah, Emma and I share the same birthday. I remember a typical Irish mother, my mum said to me the day Emma was born, "You poor thing, you had to spend the day of your birthday in the hospital." I was like, "Mum."
Got the greatest gift of all, another baby. Although she probably reaps the benefits on her birthday, same day as yours. Perhaps she outshines you.
Yeah, we stopped celebrating my birthday 14 years ago. Yep.
Well, many happy returns.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And that's actually a pretty good starting point, because birthdays, anniversaries, milestone dates, people thinking about retirement or in retirement, that's top of mind. They're thinking about those important dates.
Yeah. I mean, we meet people every single day that are getting closer and closer to retirement. And, you know, unfortunately, the focus tends to be for folks when they come in to see us is that for the last, 20 or 30 years, it's important, obviously, to have accumulation. You want to have accumulation, but that's all they've really been thinking about. That's all their advisors have been telling them about, is growth, 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 growth. And not that that's not important, but I really think that the foundation to any retirement plan, a solid retirement plan, is the distribution side of things. It's looking at how am I going to get an income out of this account. That's what people, when they start looking at it logically, realize that's the important part, right? Mm.
It is the big sea change. It is the big shift. Not that it has to be 100% in either direction, but really, that's a whole different mindset.
Absolutely. I mean, if you think about it, I mean, obviously it's important to grow and have money available to provide you with, a check in retirement. But generally, when we start talking to people, it's not, all right, I've got $300,000. I have to make this $450,000 before I retire. That's generally not the conversation. Generally, the conversation is, all right, Mark, my life costs me X. Say that X is $60,000 a year. Here's my stuff. Here's my money, here's my pension, here's my Social Security. How do I make sure that I don't outlive my money? How do I make sure that I have $60,000 a year to cover my expenses?
And let's talk about some of those things, the needs and the wants. We don't want to forget about the wants, because you've all earned it, those of you in the retirement game. But let's talk about where we are and what we have to look at, the hard facts as we retire.
Yeah, I mean, people obviously want to continue to live and continue to enjoy their lives. And I was reading an article recently that said that people think that they can spend 20% less in retirement than they do when they're working, because they're eliminating commuting. And the article and myself completely disagreed with that. I mean, if you think about it, for most people, you have 5 additional days that you don't have to be in your office. So you have 5 additional days to spend money. So the reality is that people retire and live on the same amount of money generally. But we try to delve a little deeper and look at, all right, what are you spending your money on? Is there things that are going to disappear over time? Do you still have some period of time left on your mortgage? Are you paying student loans for the kids? Is there different expenses that are going to go away?
It really is helpful to have somebody else look at this too, because those of us who are in the moment are in the bubble. We're in the vacuum. We're in our own sphere. And to take stock of what we have and to figure out what we might have down the road and how it's going to affect us is a little difficult. That's why people in your position can see the big picture.
Well, yeah. I mean, we look at this all day, every day. And people generally, when they come in, this is the first term, they've met with a couple other people beforehand, but they're not looking at it constantly. So the idea of sitting down and saying, have you thought about this? And they're like, I didn't actually think about, what happens if this situation comes down the pike. So having, I guess, the knowledge knowledge of working and experience with other people helps each individual person who comes in the door.
That expression, huh, you must hear that a lot.
Well, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's you know, you sit with anyone outside of the financial field. You know, I don't know. You've got a landscaper coming in to do work in your backyard and he talks about something that you didn't even think about. You're like, oh, that makes an awful lot of sense.
Right.
So that's a lot of our conversations. I mean, our conversations tend to revolve around we have to make sure that you don't outlive your money. It's easy to give advice to someone when the market's up 20 or 30%, that's easy. I mean, anyone can do that. It's when things are not going quite as well, that's when you have to make sure that you're kind of, you've got an all-weather situation going on in your retirement plan that we say the word balance so much when we have these meetings to make sure that if things are not going as well as they have been, that it's not going to impact your day-to-day life.
Let's remind people that you can call for a no-obligation consultation anytime, 781-277-4308. You can also visit the website, which is pretty active these days, retiresouthshore.com. Not only will there be listings for upcoming seminars, we'll talk about those, but you have a couple of, and we talked about one last week that you added, a couple of really important downloads that can just help people, you know, get their stuff together early.
Yeah, we're trying to be able to add more and more information to the website for people to, you know, be able to do their own homework by themselves on a continuous basis. But we put the tax checklist, really just kind of getting yourself organized. I mean, I know April 15th is coming. Lots of people have already filed, but lots of people are in the process of getting their documents together. And it's just a good, I guess, memory jogger for, all right, yeah, I've got to do that, or I have to pull this together and the accountant will want to see this. We can talk about the team, but one of, you know, the members of our team is the Pinkham, the CPA firm that we work with, that can sit down and help clients kind of figure out if they're missing opportunities that they shouldn't be missing, because, you know, everyone pays taxes, but nobody wants to overpay their
taxes. RetireSouthShore.com. There's also a new Facebook page, which has been birthed of late, and it's picking up steam, and it's South Shore Retirement Services on Facebook.
Yeah, yeah. We're trying to, again, you know, hit different types of media to be able to share information with people and obviously encourage them to contact us. But, yeah, the Facebook page has been great.
I want to revisit what we started talking about, the accumulation and the distribution. Doesn't mean that one has to outdo the other completely, but there is I keep calling it a sea change. There is a total new approach to living, but it's not as scary when you think about all the work you've done, and I'm addressing everybody in this audience, all the work you've done to get here to this point. And a lot of people don't realize, and we've said this time and again, that they really have more stability that because they work so hard.
Yeah, I mean, when you start talking to people about it, it sounds so logical, and they're like, yeah, absolutely, I get that. But that doesn't mean that that's what they're doing. People are generally just, you know, working, they're getting a check from an employer, or they're self-employed, but they're deriving a salary from that. And they're taking the additional money that they don't need to live on, and they're socking it away, which is fantastic. And it's great when they want to be making money, and they're dollar cost averaging, and the market goes up and goes down, but they're not pulling any money out of that account.
Right.
When they start to pull money out of the account and they go into the distribution phase, that has a completely different impact on what they call the sequence of returns, how you actually arrive at the return that you're going to arrive at. It can have a detrimental impact on somebody. If you're saying, all right, I got Social Security, I have a pension, if you're fortunate enough to have a pension, and I need $5,000 a year for my investment account, and $5,000 a year represents 4% of your account, right? Let's just say that's the case. But if the market drops, you still need $5,000. That doesn't matter if that's now 8% of your account. It can put a huge amount of pressure on your investments and on yourself, quite honestly. So when we look at income distribution plans, we try to make sure that the essential expenses, the paying the bills, that, you know, buying groceries, making sure you got a roof over your head, that all of those things are guaranteed, that no matter what happens in the world, things that you cannot control, they're not impacted by fluctuations.
This is not casino time. You're not gambling with your safety, security, and joy of living at that point. You're really looking at we keep coming back to this idea of not having to worry. You have enough to worry about when you're older.
Well, if you think about it.
The flu and the elements and all the other things.
Lots of people would say, well, the market, it goes down, but it comes back up. And that's absolutely correct. But if you look at last week, for example, look at last Monday in the market. It dropped more than 1,000 points. And sure, if you didn't have to take any money out, maybe it didn't impact you at all because the next day it well. But if that was the day that you took your distribution for the month out of your account, you took it out at a pretty big discount, right?
Yes.
So to be able to position your money in such a way that the money that needs to give you income now is not impacted by something like that puts you in a much better position going forward.
There are so many variables, and we don't talk about as many specifics as we would and you would in a consultation or in working with a client, but so many variables. The one I wanted to ask you about was the Roth IRA, because with the SECURE Act, which we've been talking about ad nauseum, the Roth takes on new dimensions. What are you hearing about it, and what are you advising?
Well, we're helping people just figure out if it makes sense for them to do it or not, I guess, to Roth or not to Roth, right?
Yes.
Taxes are low, historically low right now, and I don't have a crystal ball, but you would think that they would probably creep up over time. So lots of people are asking about, well, should we convert, bite the bullet, pay a bunch of taxes now, but to have to not pay taxes going forward? And for those people who don't know what a Roth conversion is, it's just basically taking a pre-tax account and converting it into a Roth IRA, but you have to obviously pay the taxes on the entire account at that point. But now you have a Roth IRA that can grow completely tax-free,
right.
And you can take distributions out tax-free. So if you need the money, great, tax-free money. If you're passing it to the next generation, even better, tax-free money to them. Because, yeah, you're right, the SECURE Act did change how IRAs, pre-tax IRAs, can be left to the next generation. They no longer allow inherited IRAs. So beneficiaries that are non-spouse have 10 years, with a couple of exceptions, but for the most part, have 10 years to distribute all of that money and pay the taxes on it. And again, I don't have a crystal ball, but if taxes are much, much higher than they are now when somebody's inheriting that money, that could have a huge put a huge dent in what they're going to inherit.
And crystal balls are very much in demand with this being an election year. Politics totally aside, whatever happens in an election determines a lot of our economic future around the world and here at home. So I'm sure you're keeping an eye on that.
Yeah.
You have to. I mean, it's just being practical.
You can't not. I mean, I'm not political, but you can't not look at who's going to be in, what the impact's going to be on the markets, on people's money in general. I mean, obviously it has huge impact on everything else, non-financial, but it drives down into the people that we see. Is that going to impact what they're going to get on a month-to-month basis?
We want to mention, Mark, that you'll be holding seminars in March. We have a couple of them, March 10th and 12th, both at the Thayer Public Library in Braintree. Thayer is a very important name at Braintree, obviously. Yep. And that's at 798 Washington Street, 6:30 p.m. You advise people call ahead just to make a quick reservation.
They can call ahead, go to the website and schedule a reservation.
We'll give you the number now. Again, it's 781-277-4308. Or go to the website, retiresouthshore.com. And very quickly, what will happen at a seminar for those who've never been?
It just gives people an opportunity to meet most of the team. We talk a little bit about who we are, what we do. The focus of the workshop is a lot around how Social Security fits into overall retirement distribution and retirement plans. I'll introduce some of the team there, and they'll talk about their roles in it. Just kind of showing people from real world examples of other folks that have gone through the process, how they started to derive their income, what they might have done, and the rules around filing. But really just to give people an overview or an appetizer as to a lot of different strategies and a lot of different rules that apply, and the types of planning that we can help them with.
Well, the stories of real people and real cases makes the case for a lot of people and makes it easier for us to identify. So I appreciate that. So 781-277-4308. When we come back with the birthday boy, we'll talk about specific members of this team, this squad that he's got at South Shore Retirement Services. And we'll also continue to focus on this very important issue of accumulation and distribution, and why retirement is a great time for you. We'll be right back.
More solid, practical advice about retirement is coming up. You're listening to Retire South Shore Radio. For more, visit retiresouthshore.com.
When it comes to your retirement, you want to make sure you're with a firm that has your best interests at heart every step of the way. A firm such as South Shore Retirement Services in Hingham, where the prime objective is ensuring you won't have to worry about running out of money in retirement. For over 20 years, founder and president Mark Rolette has built a solid reputation based on that principle.
We feel so strongly that the most important thing to clients that we've worked with has always been, I just don't want to run out of money.
South Shore Retirement Services, with a team of professionals helping you transition into retirement.
I realized very early on that I can't be everything to everybody, so I surrounded myself with professionals in each of their fields, helping people with each piece of their retirement plan.
And a most important piece of anyone's retirement strategy, working with a team you can trust.
Trust is paramount. We feel that trust is the most important element that we have.
To set up a complimentary meeting or reserve space at an upcoming seminar, call 781-277-4308 or visit RetireSouthShore.com. That's RetireSouthShore.com.
Get the custom and holistic plan you need to live your successful retirement. Now, back to Mark Rolette and your host, Jordan Rich.
Welcome back to part two of our program today. It's called Retire South Shore Radio, and the name says it all. We're talking about retirement, mainly directing it to the South Shore of Boston, although you've got clients, Mark Rolette, from all over, and yep, they now live all over.
They too.
Many of them go south or west, as they're smarter than we are at times. But hello to everyone who's listening, who's a part of this. And we want to remind you there's a new Facebook page for South Shore Retirement Services. Do check that out and become active there for updates. And, of course, we'll remind you about the seminars. So let's talk about the team, because you tease the fact that we have a growing group of people who really know what they're doing.
Yeah, I mean, again, to sound like a broken record, because I've said it many times, I can't do everything for everybody. So I focus on helping people build income distribution plans, help them strategize with their Social Security and their pension plans, build annuity payments out if that's what they need. Dave Pinkham and Mike Pinkham are the CPA firm that we've aligned with. They will help people figure out if they've missed opportunities in their, you know, previous tax returns and help them file in taxes going forward. Obviously, we have lots of clients that, you know, have big changes happening in their lives, selling homes or you know, coming out with stock options, and they have tax questions, and we don't give tax advice. So Dave and Mike give tax advice. It's a difficult time of year to get them out of their office, but at the same time, they are available
right,
to us.
Right.
Bill Caldwell, who's been on the show before a few times, he's our attorney that offers low-cost legal work to people who call in from this radio show, people who come to our workshops. We do an entire estate plan, two wills, two powers of attorney, two healthcare proxies, and a revocable trust for $399. That's an arrangement that I've made with Bill. It's been really well received. We've been doing it for more than 10 years, and it's really helped a lot of people. Stu Millard, who has also been on the show, he's our Medicare specialist, you know, basically helping people as they get close to 65 or they're stepping away from a job where they had group health insurance, and it's the whole Medicare questions. What do I do? Where do I buy an additional insurance plan over and above Part B? He kind of takes the guesswork out of that and helps people figure that out. Brian Galligan and myself have worked together for a number of years. Brian is a registered investment advisor, helping people with the equity side of things, the stocks, bonds, and mutual mm-hmm. funds, because people want to have both.
Right.
So we want to be able to bring somebody to the
Certainly.
Table for that. And then obviously we have the backbone of the office, Holly, Carol, Becky, and Andrea. They kind of run things on a day-to-day basis, help with the social media side of things, are the first point of contact when they're scheduling my appointments and you making sure my calendar is correct,
right.
But you know, and dealing with clients on a day-to-day basis and really building relationships as well with these people, so they're an integral part of the office.
And one note, Marshall Wealth Management and the CPA firm are not affiliated with South Shore Retirement Services. So let's get back to the question of expenses, of
yeah.
the cost of living, because the cost of living does change when one retires. Doesn't necessarily change for the worse at all. It changes for the better for so many people. Let's talk about how people understand the concept and can work their mind around what I need to do and how my life changes.
Well, there's a couple of things that you should be looking at. I mean, the norm that everyone thinks of is, yeah, I'm going to need more money, inflation, right? And that's true. Yeah. Things get more expensive as time goes by, gas, milk, whatever you buy. But you have to look at it from the perspective of your particular situation, how much money you're spending and what you're spending it on. Are you running two houses? Do you have a house in Florida? Do you have a house in Massachusetts? Maybe at some point down the road, you sell the house in Massachusetts because you're really not coming up as often as you thought you were going to. Mm-hmm. Do you have a mortgage on one of the properties or on your primary residence going into retirement? And is that mortgage, let's say it's got 3 or 4 years left? Well, we have to look at that from that perspective of it's going to give you more take-home income when the mortgage is paid off. Are you helping one of your kids pay student loans off? Did you co-sign on something? So delving a little deeper into what expenses you have helps us figure out how much money you ultimately need.
That's a very good point. There's an example I want to bring up. A friend of mine who is retired or in the retirement zone was issued a warning by a mortgage expert, a mortgage person, because she had co-signed a rather large student loan for one of her kids and forgot about it.
Oh.
And then she's going to try to, you know, remortgage her house and can't get the credit loan because of that. So there are a lot of things that we tend to forget.
Yeah.
And you have to remind us about and have
to look
at.
Well, you know, some of these expenses you've been paying for so long, it doesn't even occur to you that, hey, it's going to be gone at some point. So I'm going to have this, you know, increase in my take-home pay. We try to break expenses up into, you know, three different areas. Obviously, your living essentials, you need to make sure that they're bulletproof, right? I mean, paying your bills, food, all those types of things that you know you're going to have on a monthly basis, you need to make sure that they're not impacted by anything that happens in the world, right? Then you got the quality of life expenses, things like, you know, eating out, traveling, still stuff that you want to do, but it's not essential in order to make sure that your life continues to go on. Some clients want to make sure, I want to go out twice a week and I want to go on a vacation every 6 months. So, Mark, put that into my essential budget and they switch that back in. Mm-hmm. And then you look at the big ticket or I guess the luxury expenses, you know, like buying a new car or, hey, we've been going to Florida so much and renting. We want to buy a place down there. Things like that.
It's interesting about the car because when I've done a little bit of pre-planning, my car I just realized is almost 5 years old. But cars these days last a good 10 years if you take good care of them. However, that car is probably going to cost $10,000 or $5,000 more than it cost you 10 years ago. Maybe more than that.
Yeah.
So you've got to be looking at, if you plan on purchasing it with cash even, or even if you finance, you're looking at, you know, $40,000 to $50,000 investment perhaps.
And if you think about it, you know, I have people who come into our office, just to go off of something you just said, who said, you know, I just bought a new car. I'm all set with a car going into retirement. And you said, if you take care of a car, it lasts 10 years. If you take care of a retiree, they'll last 30 years. So you're probably going to need another car in retirement.
Some of us really want a convertible Mustang anytime, and my retirement's beckoning. So that, no, you're absolutely right. You have to think about these things.
Yeah.
So you're laying it out this way. What happens if? What happens when?
Well, the what happens if, you know, what happens if somebody gets sick? That's kind of switching gear. I mean, you have to look at those things too, because people come in and they have retirement assets, they have pensions, they have Social Security, and everything looks fabulous on paper. And I'm not the, you know, the doom and gloom guy, but you have to look at that situation. What happens if somebody gets ill? How is that going to impact the other person? It's $15,000+ a month to go to a nursing home. Hey, you're not going to qualify for Medicaid because you've got X amount of assets. With the changes in the recent tax laws, the Secure Act, it's become less favorable to leave IRA money to the next generation.
Yes.
So we have lots of clients taking required minimum distributions, which is the used to be 70.5 rule, now it's the 72 rule, and they don't need the money. So a lot of our clients are using life insurance with built-in long-term care benefits that will create cash for them if they were to get sick. But if they don't get sick, money goes tax-free to the next generation. Because you don't know if you're going to get sick, but you do know you're going to pass away.
Right. That's a great vehicle, though. What a wonderful opportunity for some people.
It doesn't work for everybody, and it's on a case-by-case basis we would look at it. But it does kind of lead into, you know you're going to die, so the what happens when, you mentioned what happens when. What happens when somebody passes away? And that's another thing that you want to make sure that you're aware of. How is that going to financially impact the survivor? Is obviously, if you both have Social Security, one of the Social Securities is going to stop. How did you choose your pension plan? If you have a pension plan, is that going to reduce when somebody dies? How is the other person going to live? What is their plan going to be going forward? I've been having a lot of these conversations with my father. My parents are in their 80s, and you know, we've been talking about that, and he talks to me about it because I do it all day, every day. Mm-hmm. But those are real things that people think about, people worry about. They don't want to be concerned that, you know, if God forbid something happens to my dad, how is my mum going to continue to survive? My dad has a pension plan, but it does change if you know, he were to pass away. So these types of things do come into play, and people want to be aware of what's the impact going to be on the survivor.
Not to be too mushy about this, sure, but there is a sentimental and very sweet thought when you know you've made the decision while you're healthy, while everything's cool, and you forget about it at that point. But you made a decision to look after those who are going to come after you, because quite frankly, it's the ultimate end to all of us, and we have to be realistic about it. And when you do that, there's a sense of relief for so many people.
Yeah, unfortunately, because I've been doing this for more than 20 years, I have seen clients pass away, and, mm-hmm, and you know, it's obviously,
well, it's
devastating.
It's
you become really friendly with them,
sure,
and but you see, you know, I guess the most important thing that we've looked at is that, all right, you're going to be okay. You're going to be okay financially to the surviving spouse. Mm. We set this up in this particular way. We knew that, you know, at some point somebody was going to pass away. We wished it wasn't as soon as it happened to be with a couple of circumstances that we had recently. But the survivor is going to be financially fine.
Let's turn the sunshine back on and,
yep,
remind people that statistically, more people than ever are living longer in retirement than they did in their work years because of the longevity, because,
yeah,
of medical technology, lifestyle, et cetera. I mean, it's really a great time to be facing retirement.
Absolutely. And if you have a solid foundation, which is the premise of what we're talking about today,
right,
from an income perspective, to make sure that every month or every quarter, whatever way you do it, you got checks coming in from different sources that will not go away, then you can go into your retirement and not be concerned that, yeah, people living into their 90s at this point that, oh my God, Mark, you know, I only have enough money to go till 87.
All of a sudden, distribution has become one of my favorite words. I like that word.
Yeah.
It's a good,
yeah,
word.
If it's done correctly, it's not a frightening word at all.
Well, we've got two upcoming events, March 10th, March 12th. Both are, of course, totally complimentary. They are going to be at the Thayer Public Library. You get a chance to meet Mark and members of his team, and they'll be discussing some of these issues in general terms. Each event at 6:30. Each event, it's advised to you that you call ahead, 781-277-4308.
Yeah, I mean, I think the seminars give people a good opportunity to come in, like I said earlier, and see who we are and what we're about. We would encourage people to, you know, come in, call the office, and let us sit down and let us figure out what your income foundation is. And if you're on point and everything's fine, there's no reason for us to tell you anything different.
Well, did you have fun on your birthday with me?
So far, yeah.
And by the way, you're going off to the old sod, to the old country in a few days, I guess, to,
yeah,
Dublin.
Yeah, I'm a big rugby fan.
Oh.
My father scored some tickets to Ireland. They're playing Italy on Saturday next week.
Yes.
So I'm taking myself and the other birthday girl, Emma. We're heading over Thursday for a few days.
Fantastic.
And we'll go see my parents. That'll be nice.
I'm just thinking about how great Aer Lingus is. Oh, what a great
airline.
That's
who we're going with.
Oh,
yeah.
I love it. I love it. Well, enjoy and many happy returns,
Thank
my
you.
Friend.
Appreciate
Thank
it.
You. His birthday is today, but every day is an opportunity for Mark to make your life a little brighter, and he really does. Go to RetireSouthShore.com for all the details, and we'll see you next week right here. This radio show may contain concepts that have legal, accounting, and tax implications. It is not intended to provide legal, accounting, tax, or investment advice. By contacting our company, you may be offered information regarding insurance and fixed annuity products. Annuity guarantees rely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurer. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims-paying ability of the issuing company.
You've been listening to Retire South Shore Radio, a presentation of South Shore Retirement Services. For the latest on free seminars, to obtain a report, or to set up a consultation, please visit RetireSouthShore.com. Stay tuned for more real-world retirement solutions. RetireSouthShore.com.